with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. This morning, sunrise will cast light across a scene of mass destruction from powerful storms, swept parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio yesterday afternoon and evening. Numerous injuries are reported, at least two deaths, those in Logan County, Ohio. In Milton, Kentucky, James Ashton tells WCPO-TV that things turn bad fast.
Wind was picking up, blowing. Kept trying to blow my door open, so I had to stand in front of my door so it wouldn't blow open.
State police report many significant injuries in Winchester, Indiana. What's described as a confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado touched down near Plymouth, Ohio. Earlier, storms damaged homes and trailers in the Ohio River communities of Hanover and Lamb. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Democrat leader Schumer's call for new elections in Israel and his criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu over the Gaza war being roundly condemned in Israel and beyond. And one political observer says Democrat efforts to cater to the anti-Israel forces could backfire big time.
They don't want to have their coalition fall apart.
Political journalist Josh Krushauer says that's clearly the motivation for President Biden's muted support for Israel.
The White House is terrified of its left-wing base.
But he says Biden and the Democrats face the very real risk of losing more support than they gain by distancing Israel.
The majority of the American public, you see this in poll after poll, is pro-Israel.
Krushauer believes the president is more supportive of Israel than he lets on, fearing backlash from inside the party. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
James Crumley, the father of Michigan school gunman Ethan Crumley, has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. A Florida federal judge declining to dismiss the Trump classified documents criminal case. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 29 points. This is SRN News. Vice President Harris has visited an abortion clinic in Minnesota's Twin Cities.
The White House says it marked the first time a president or vice president toured an abortion clinic while in office. It's the latest move by the Biden administration to demonstrate its commitment to reproductive rights, which the president's reelection campaign also considers a top priority. There are no restrictions on abortion at any stage of pregnancy in Minnesota, a state Mr. Biden won in 2020 by 7 percentage points. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Japanese high court has ruled that denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. However, the court does not have the power to overturn the current marriage law, which has been interpreted to restrict marriage as between a man and a woman. Japan's government is known for its conservative family values and reluctance to promote gender equality and sexual diversity. This is SRN News. The feds are tightening limits on a chemical that's used to sterilize medical gear.
The EPA found a higher-than-expected cancer risk at facilities that use ethylene oxide. It's a gas used to clean devices, including catheters, syringes, and surgical gowns. A new rule is expected to reduce emissions of ethylene oxide by about 90%. The American Lung Association called the rule an important step forward to protect human health from cancer caused by ethylene oxide. The chemical is classified as a pesticide. It's also used to ensure the safety of certain spices and other food products. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Nissan and Honda announcing they'll work together in developing electric vehicles as well as auto intelligence technology. They're sectors where Japanese automakers have lagged. Both sides say details of the non-binding deal still being worked out. The companies to develop the core technologies, though, together. More details at SRNNews.com.